You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. During Boise State's recent day at the Capitol, University President Marlene Tromp announced the addition of a new scholarship aimed at helping kids in rural Idaho go to college. Dr. Tromp is joining us live in studio today to talk more about the Future Forward Scholarship. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Gemma.
So tell us why you decided to create a scholarship specifically for students who live in the rural parts of our state.
Nationally, rural students are some of our most underserved students. In fact, typically, students have to go to a metro area to get their education. And for a lot of rural communities, like the one I grew up in, people feel like they're sacrificing too much if they leave that community. They have their extended family there. Often the family is dependent on whatever the contributions are that those young people are making. It's an interconnected network. And so for somebody to leave home to go to school, especially for years at a time, can be a real cost to the family, and the cost feels too high. And so what we wanted to do was make sure that we were reaching out to them to give them an option to get educated in their home community. So we have all these online programs that are available to people. But we also didn't want the students who wanted to come away and get that education to go back home to feel like there was such a high barrier that they couldn't do it. So we wanted to give both options to students.
And you mentioned, I mean, you grew up in a rural part of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a rural part of Washington State. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't grown up in those areas, you may not have an understanding of what it is like to grow up in a place where it is not the norm to go on to any type of higher education.
Yeah. I went to school with so many brilliant people, and just a handful of those people left. And it's really interesting. The handful that left are doctors and lawyers, just a handful of us, and so many talented people. And what we, you know, what we also saw, well, let me just say that I grew up in a town that when I was a kid had 7,000, by the time I graduated, 12,000. So in Wyoming, that's pretty big.
It expanded. It got bigger.
Yeah, in Wyoming, that's pretty big. Yeah. It's not big for most places. Technically, rural is a smaller community mm-hmm. than that. But I've been described since I've come here as being from a rural community, and I certainly understand those communities. That's what the whole state of Wyoming is like, virtually. And I understand the respect people have for their communities. And one of the things I'm very invested in as well is internships that let people go home to do their internship, because often what people tell me and what I experienced as a young person myself was, I don't know how to go home anymore, because what do I do there? I've got this degree. Now what can I do at home? And so I actually talked to Lieutenant Governor McGeehan and said, I'd really appreciate your help reaching out to communities all across the state. She said, I love this idea. What can I do? And I said, if I can get your help, we'll be able to build those rural internships better, because people need to be able to go home and work in their local mayor's office or work in their local police department or help with marketing in their, you know, local stores or shops. And so helping people imagine how they can go home is another way to help not just bleed our rural communities of those folks.
And this is the pilot program, correct, that you're implementing? And this is called the Rural Education Pilot Project.
Yeah. And we have two branches of that. So we have our Community Impact Initiative, which is a program that's going out to serve students in those rural communities so they can stay at home. Because as I said, some people can't leave.
Yeah, sometimes you have to stay home and work to help the family.
Right. And what we've seen often in communities is that if a person is going for a fully online degree, and those online degrees are amazing, we know, for example, that most of the people in online programs are in their 30s and they're women and they have small children. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way they're going to get access to education. And so I think those programs are amazing and they change people's lives. But we also know that there's a certain population of students that feel too alienated if it's a purely online curriculum. And so what we're doing is we're sending faculty out to those rural communities to meet with those students face-to-face for the first week of classes. So they'll get to know. It's very different, as we all know, to send an email or a question to somebody you've met face-to-face who's shaking your hand than it is to send it out to in the ether to someone mm-hmm. you don't know. And so we're going to humanize and personalize those programs, and then we're hiring someone to be present in those communities to work with people if they need a face-to-face engagement. And then we'll send those faculty back at the end of the term before they have to wrap their arms around a final paper or a final exam. And so we're trying to create programs that meet the needs of those communities, and we're piloting that in Payette, McCall, and Mountain Home this fall. And we're working with the communities to figure out what those degree programs need to be. So we're building a cohort for the community. So you'll have peers that are going to school with you, you'll have someone there in the community to work with you, and you'll get to know your faculty.
And hopefully then have a job opportunity within your community when you graduate.
Exactly. And we believe that if we can help people get those credentials, what I always think about is when the Trona is gone, Green River, Wyoming won't have a reason to exist anymore. That's why it grew when I was a young person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the community grew. So when that natural resource, when those mines are empty, what will Green River be there for? And you see these small towns where first it's the movie theater that closes, then it's the grocery store that closes, and all people have is like a convenience store. Mm-hmm. And then the healthcare closes because there's not enough demand. And it's then often just older people in a community and their services are diminishing. And we don't want that for our rural communities in the state. We want somebody to be able to train at home and begin to see the ways in which they can contribute with that new education right there in their home community.
So getting back to the Future Forward Scholarship, mm-hmm. how exactly will it work? I mean, the cost, GPA, all of those requirements to be eligible.
I don't know the details of the specifications of that scholarship, except that you have to come from a rural community. There is a GPA requirement, but mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what that GPA requirement is. And the hope for that is that kids that want to come from their rural communities and study here in Boise will have an opportunity to do that, and finances won't be the ultimate barrier for that. And again, we're going to look for those internships that let people go home too. And we've created 400 new scholarships for this year, and 100 of those will be set aside for that Future Forward Scholarship.
So 100 kids from rural Idaho will have that opportunity.
That's right.
And you've now been on the job for a little bit more than 6 months. And you've really been pushing these initiatives. Is a lot of that, you know, coming from personal experience of growing up in Green River, Wyoming? I mean, also being in academia. And we see these barriers in every higher education institution.
Yeah. You know, our institutions in the state of Idaho have the 8th lowest tuition rate in the entire nation for public education. And those that are lower than us are only a couple of $100 lower than us. So we're very, very low for our tuition rate. But it doesn't matter if that's an insurmountable barrier for a student. So for me, scholarships have been very important. These initiatives have been very important. And one of the first things I did when I did my inauguration, I said, let's make the events around the inauguration, fundraising events for our True Blue Scholarship, which is dedicated to Idaho students. I said, I want to endow that scholarship so it exists into perpetuity, so that we don't just drain the resources from what people give, that we can really grow the pool mm-hmm. in that scholarship. We've had so many generous donations to that scholarship. And so these initiatives are about making an impact in the lives of students that we aren't serving. And even though I've lived all over the country, I've seen rural students all over the country who are underserved, and even more important, who don't know what they're missing. We know that if you get a college education, and President Green from University of Idaho always likes to say, it makes you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. You earn more than $1 million more over the course of your lifetime. You live an average of 9 years longer. And one of my favorite things that we know about getting a college degree is you give back more to your community and you spend more time with your family. Because if you're working three minimum wage jobs, there's no way you have time to give back. You're spending less time with your kids. So it supports families in a whole different way. And it's not just about income. It's about the time you can spend with your kids and your family as well. And so it's really about helping communities, helping individuals thrive, and helping communities thrive.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking about both of these initiatives, the Future Forward Scholarship as well as the Rural Education Pilot Projects. really moving our state forward. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
We've been speaking with Boise State University President Dr. Marlene Tromp. Up next, I'll look at two proposals of the Idaho legislature that look to rein in predatory practices in the medical field. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.